Here is the closing Schwab market update for Friday, October 20th. U.S. equities slumped broadly Friday to end a volatile week as the 10-year Treasury yield's brief move above 5% for the first time in over 16 years rattled investors already unnerved by economic concerns and geopolitical turmoil. The S&P 500 index and the NASDAQ composite both ended near five-month lows. Late Thursday, the 10-year yield pushed above 5% before quickly dropping back towards 4.90%. Even with the slight pullback, the benchmark yield is still at a historically high level, reflecting a market increasingly resigned to the apparent reality of the Federal Reserve's higher-for-longer interest rate policy. Fed Chair Jerome Powell underscored that reality Thursday when he reiterated the central bank's belief that inflation is still too high. Resurgent yields, the Israel-Hamas war, dysfunction in Washington, D.C., and other outside stresses have created a sour stew for investors that has upstaged earnings season, says Kevin Gordon, senior investment strategist at Schwab. The 10-year note yield's move above 5% overnight was brief, but that's providing little comfort to the stock market, Kevin says. A yield of 4.90% is still historically high and reinforces the likelihood the Fed will maintain elevated rates well into 2024. Here is where the major benchmarks ended. The S&P 500 index was down 53.84 points, or 1.3%, at 4,224.16, down 2.4% for the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 286.89 points, or 0.9%, at 33,127.28, and down 1.6% for the week. And the NASDAQ Composite was down 202.37 points, or 1.5%, at 12,983.81, down 3.2% for the week. The 10-year Treasury note yield was up about 8 basis points at 4.907%, and CBOE's Volatility Index, or the VIX, was up 0.26 of a point at 21.71. Small-cap stocks, which are considered to be more exposed to economic uncertainty, were also soft, as the Russell 2000 Index dropped to a 12-month low and was 2.2% lower for the week. Gold futures rose 2.3% for the week and ended near a three-month high, as the fighting in the Middle East fueled demand for assets considered to be safe havens. Volatility based on the VIX spiked to its highest level since March. As far as stocks on the move, American Express led Dow decliners with a 5.4% drop as broader weakness across the financial sector overshadowed the credit card issuers' better-than-expected earnings. CSX Corp. was up 0.7% after the railroad and transport company's third-quarter revenue topped expectations, though its earnings were slightly under forecasts. Intuitive Surgical ended 2.4% lower, though it had regained much of a sharp drop overnight after reporting disappointing quarterly revenue. Knight Swift Transportation Holdings surged nearly 12% after the trucking company's quarterly results outpaced analysts' expectations. Regions Financial dropped 12% after the regional bank's earnings fell short of expectations. Schlumberger was down 2.9% after the oil field services company's third quarter revenue came out shy of forecasts. And Solar Edge Technologies plummeted 27% after releasing a disappointing forecast for its third quarter. Nearly 800 companies are expected to report results next week, according to NASDAQ. Tuesday will be a particularly big day. Google parent Alphabet and Microsoft are both scheduled to release results after market close. Grain processor Archer Daniels Midland, beverage giant Coca-Cola, automaker General Motors, oilfield services provider Halliburton, and music streamer Spotify Technology are also on tap to report. Bond yields have been marching higher since the start of May, but the past week's upswing was particularly sharp. As recent as early August, the 10-year yield was below 4%. Further gains may add to the pressure on equities as treasuries and other low-risk debt could start to attract more dollars away from relatively risky stocks. Next week could prove a busy one for the markets, as investors will have to digest some major earnings reports as well as potentially consequential economic updates. On Wednesday, the government is scheduled to report its first estimate of third-quarter gross domestic product, or GDP, as well as durable goods orders for September. Friday brings reports on personal income and personal consumption expenditure, or PCE, prices. The latter is the Fed's favored inflation gauge. Kathy Jones, chief fixed income strategist at Schwab, says third quarter GDP growth could be as high as 4.5% to 5% thanks to strong consumption during the period. Strong data reports could drive Treasury yields even higher. If the reports show consumer spending is still resilient, expectations for another Fed rate hike could revive and 10-year yields could push back up to 5%, Kathy says. Longer term, the bond market is still susceptible to selling on strong economic data, Kathy says. The constellation of forces pushing yields higher over the past few months remains intact, including stronger-than-expected economic growth, the Fed's higher-for-longer rate stance, emphasis on longer, and concerns over U.S. fiscal policy. Despite the past week's volatility, one thing has held more or less constant: the market's conviction that the Fed will keep short-term rates unchanged for the near term. Investors were pricing in a 96% probability that the federal funds rate will remain at the current 5.25% to 5.50% range when the Fed wraps up its next policy meeting on November 1st, according to the CME FedWatch tool. There's not quite as much agreement about the December policy meeting, with investors seeing only a 73% chance that rates won't change.